Hello again. You're listening to Manx Radio's Time for Brass, and I'm Ian Cottier. So, welcome to the show. The other day I was chatting to a listener and she surprised me by asking why I'd stopped doing the programmes where I group shorter pieces in contrasting threes, marches, waltzes and hymns usually. Well, I hadn't stopped doing those programmes, I just hadn't done one for some time. So let's try it again. Groups of three, but perhaps not as restrictive as before. So off we go, a march, a piece of film music and a solo. Sousa's El Capitan, tenor horn virtuoso Owen Farr playing his own transcription of the finale to Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, and Francis Lai's music from the film Love Story.
Thank you.
That was the sound of Owen Farr on his tenor horn. And the love story theme there was also arranged by Gough Richards and played by Black Dyke. Those three choices really do confound the critics who say brass bands are capable of very little variety, and the rest of tonight's programme will prove it over and over again. The French composer Saint-Saëns seems to have made an appearance several times in recent weeks. Here they are again with Roy Newsom's arrangement of the French military march from Suite Algérienne, and then part of Mikis Theodorakis' score from Zorba the Greek. And then finally, the Scottish baritone star, backed by Black Dyke, plays Mario Lanza's chart-topping Be My Love.
Thank you.
next group of three is opened by our own Manx Hunsett Brass, who offer us one of Banding's great marches, Shipley Douglas's Mephistopheles, a devilishly good choice, you might say. And then a very familiar theme from a superb film, great story, fantastic cast, and music to match, The Magnificent Seven. This group of three closes with a solo, a drawing room ballad sentimentally reminiscent of yesteryear. The soloist is a lady who, over a career as principal cornet with Sellers International and Carlton Main Frickley, has picked up just about every solo cornet prize in band competitions. Thank you. I chose not to name the soloist there, but the well-informed among you will probably have identified her from my introduction. It was, of course, Kirsty Abbotts, who was over here on the island some years back as the guest of Castletown Band. Next on this selection of great shorter pieces is probably the most familiar from Nino Rota's soundtrack to the film The Godfather. Speak Softly, Love. And whatever else you might say of this musical, this musical triplet, there's no lack of variety, for we go straight to a trombone showpiece that I first heard of Grimthorpe's John Pollard. That was during my own trombone playing days, and I don't know what happened to the copy. Burned in desperation, I guess. Brett Baker makes a good job of it, though, and then that's Bolivar, of course. Another march to finish, Briggs and Rastrick bring us one you've probably not heard very often. It's called Viva Berkenshaw.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was Viva Berkenshaw. And if you're wondering who or where Berkenshaw was, well, George Frederick Berkenshaw, called after Handel, of course, was a former Black Dyke cornet player and conductor in the 1870s. And he died aged only 43, and that march was written in his memory by William Rimmer. Which takes us to our concluding choices. A gentle, reflective end to tonight's programme. First, Brighouse play an arrangement by Robert Childs of Evelyn Glennie's A Little Prayer, arranged as a euphonium solo for David Childs. Then Black Dyke bring us Deep Harmony, and we conclude tonight's programme with Brighouse again playing Douglas Pope's Nightfall in Camp. Good night.